Hi there, this is Julia from I Dream of Sleep, and I'm coming to you today to talk, kind of continue the series we've been having on sleep anxiety. Do you ever stress out after you've had a few nights where you haven't slept that great, or you know, you haven't really slept at all? And then you drag through the day exhausted, but each night you wonder if you're going to have yet another crappy sleepless night, and you're just thinking, you know, it's not even worth it. And even now and then, I'll have a string of nights like that. And then it's just natural to start thinking, is my insomnia coming back? You know, I've been sleeping so well lately. You know, what have I done wrong? Am I going to sleep tonight? Well, what I like to do first is I seriously clean up any bad sleep habits I fall into. And they usually, whenever I start going through periods where I can't sleep, it's usually because I've fallen into really bad habits and I just have to straighten myself up. Next, I stop myself and I tell myself, nope, Julia, we are not going down that road. You're a good sleeper. You've just been wound up lately and just couldn't settle down. You'll sleep great. Freaking out when you're going through a streak of sleepless nights is normal, but it's not something you should dwell on. Stressing out about not getting sleep raises your cortisol levels, which causes you to not be able to sleep. I know it's a roller coaster of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's cruel but true. And so here's what I like to do to stop stressing about sleep. First off, acknowledge the fact that you've had trouble sleeping and tell yourself it's okay. It's okay if you're not sleeping or if you didn't sleep last night. You're okay. And if you didn't get any sleep, you're still going to be okay. Next, take deep relaxation breaths. You can do the 4-7-8 breathing exercise, or I actually like to breathe along to a dodo, and it's D-O-D-O-W. It's a little light that projects up onto your ceiling and it expands and contracts, and you breathe to that. And it goes off after a timer and it really relaxes you, help you fall asleep. I love it. Another thing that you should do is adopt a positive sleep thought for that day and repeat it to yourself each time you start to think about not sleeping or stress out about your sleep. So just tell yourself, instead of saying, oh, you know, I haven't slept the past couple nights, I'm not gonna sleep tonight either. Just tell yourself, just repeat, I am a good sleeper. And I am going to fall asleep easily tonight. Just do that every time you start to think negatively about your sleep. Another thing to do is pamper yourself before bed. You know, take this time out to just de-stress and slow down and just take me time. And you can take a long soak in the tub, do your beauty routine, you know, your hair, nails, facial, all that. And take some time out to write your thoughts in a journal. Now, this is really helpful if your mind races or you just have a lot on your mind. Just take a notebook out and just write down whatever's on your mind. Only has to be 5 or 10 minutes. And then another thing to do is pray or meditate, just to center yourself and to focus on something that's not you. So what if you haven't slept? It's okay. You will be okay. You can sleep again. Just concentrate on cleaning up your bad sleep habits, and then make sure you keep the right mindset to avoid getting stressed out about your sleep. This stops you from falling into a circle of stress, no stress, and stress. Remember, God made your body to sleep, and with a little help, you can get the sleep you need. And, you know, if you have any questions about how to sleep better, you can just call into the show, and I will talk about them in an upcoming episode. And until then, I am wishing you happy sleeping. Bye.